And you've mentioned the issues with Bitcoin. What about the Chinese crypto coin that they're issuing to replace physical cash in China?
It's fine. As long as we love the blockchain. See, we have no issue with the blockchain. We think it's wonderful. It's like yuan. That's the currency in China. They don't have a clue today how many yuan there are. Because Standard Charter Bank used to print it by the quadrillions of dollars. And so you don't know how many you got. Back in the old days, before there was a central clearinghouse, local banks printed their own money. You were a youngster when that was going on, weren't you, Ed? When the banks printed their own money? But you had banks drawn on their money that they would give you as a chit against deposits held in their vaults, you see. So that's sort of how that plays off. And then the good news is that kind of gets obfuscated if you don't have a control. You don't know how much inflation or deflation you got, you see.
Right, so the cryptocurrency will allow the Chinese to have a record of what's going on with their currency?
Well, we don't like the words. We don't like the words because those aren't sound. What sound is, if China follows a strict blockchain representation of how they carry this new cryptocurrency, it could be dog shit as long as you have a control of it. But just because China makes a Bitcoin like something doesn't make any difference. If you don't have a control over the blockchain to know exactly how much currency there is against what it's being traded to, it turns into Italian lira. You use it to paint and wallpaper your barn.